This is GQDN for Thursday, July 31st, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes, including Questworthy. Put in the promo code Quest, you get 25% off your purchase, and you get a really good drink too. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a controller for Switch 2. Somebody just hit $4 trillion, and somebody else made a big mistake. But we begin today with the biggest news of the day, Nintendo Direct, and is the Nintendo Partner Direct, because Eurogamer and NintendoLife.com did say, here are all the games that are coming out for your Nintendo Switch 2. Oh, and your Nintendo Switch, if you did not get a Switch 2. Oh yeah. So, we're going from the top down. Eurogamer does mix them up a bit, so whatever they got's whatever they got. Monster Hunter Stories 3, Twisted Reflection. That's going to be a Capcom RPG. It's a spinoff from Monster Hunter, and that'll be out on Switch 2 next year. Once Upon a Katamari. Now, this is a single player to a multiplayer type game, and you'll be going through the ages and collecting some stuff from Edo, Japan, and ancient Rome. And you'll be able to customize your own character as the main character. And there'll be a new soundtrack. Game comes out October 24th, and that'll be on Switch. Hey, not just Switch 2, it's also Nintendo Switch. Just Dance 2026 edition. Yeah, you know that one. This will have 40 new tracks to it, and that'll be out on October 14th on your Nintendo Switch. Dragon Ball Sparking Zero is finally coming to Nintendo, because it's already out on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC, but now it'll be on both Switch and Switch 2 on November 14th. So get your Joy-Cons ready. Plants vs. Zombies Replanted. Yep, that is a remake of the original game, and this is a puzzle battler, and since it's a remake, you'll have some improvements on the graphics and PvP mode, and it will come to Switch and Switch 2, both of them on October 23rd. And then there's EAFC 26, soccer, yep, both consoles, September 26th, FC 26, September 26th. Coincidence? We'll see. Pac-Man World Repack 2, which is a 3D platformer, which was released for Xbox, GameCube, and PlayStation 2 back in 2002. Well, if you want to play as Pac-Man, this is Repack, so it's a remake. It will come to the Switch consoles on September 26th. The digital version will only be available for Switch 2. Oh, we knew this one was coming. Final Fantasy Tactics, The Iblis Chronicles, that's also coming out on Switch, both consoles, on September 30th, both consoles. Persona 3, Reload, yeah, another remake, is now coming to Switch 2. And that'll be October 23rd. The Legend of Zelda, Hyrule Warriors, Age of Imprisonment, was also announced. And this will be a part of the Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom storyline. Now, it'll come out this winter, but there's no official release date, and it's only Switch 2. And since the NFL season is about ready to start, the Hall of Fame game is tonight, EA Sports Madden NFL 26 will be coming out on Switch 2 on August 14th. Now we get to chilling by the fire. Just relaxing outside and under the stars. It's a campfire building sim. So if you want to do that, it'll be on your Switch 2. No announced date for it. No release date for it. Not announced date, but release date. Nope. Apex Legends which is the free-to-play shooter, will be coming to Switch 2 on August 5th. And that will come with a brand new season. Yes, sir. Along with the promises of some enhanced resolution and smoother performance. Hello, Hella. Hella, which is a 3D adventure, as you are a mouse, and you're going through a fantasy world where you can play with your friends, up to four of them. That'll be coming to Switch 2 next year. And then there's Star Wars Outlaws. Yep, they are pushing this to Switch 2 as well on September 4th. So, maybe it's better on Switch? Chronos, The New Dawn. Oh yeah, we gotta have a little bit of scary in there too. We'll be coming to Switch 2 on September 5th as well as PlayStation 5 and Xbox and PC. As we already knew that was going to the other consoles, but now you know it's coming to Switch 2. And now we got what looks like a fighting game, and indeed it is. Yakuza Kiwami 2 and Yakuza Kiwami Original will be going to Switch 2 as well on November 13th. And then they went through a bit of a blitz. Goodnight Universe, November 11th, NBA Bounce, September 26th, Hello Kitty Island Adventure, Wheat Flower Wonderland this autumn or this fall, Romancing Saga 2, Revenge of the Seven, today, Shinobi, Art of Vengeance, August 29th, and Borderlands 4, October the 3rd. Now, we go to The Adventures of Elliot, The Millennium Tales. This is going to be an HD 2D action RPG from Square Enix, and it has a little bit of a mix from Octopath Traveler and Zelda. And it's a little bit of a action RPG that goes to it. So there is a two-player mode where you can control Elliot and Fairy together. And it will launch on Switch 2 next year. But there is a demo out today, if you want to try it. Oh, speak about Octopath Traveler. Octopath Traveler Zero, which is the prequel of Octopath Traveler, comes to Switch and Switch 2 on December 4th, 2 days after my birthday. Nice. But also there's Hitman Absolution, because that could be on Switch 1 or original Switch later this year, but Switch 2 next year. Now this is from Nintendo Life, and they did provide a press release, they being the makers of Hitman, and they said, quote, Hitman Absolution features all the series' hallmarks of stealth, distraction, and disguise, while revealing 47 as more complicated and thoughtful character, aware of the effects of his actions for both good and evil. Absolution missions invite players to explore and experiment as they stalk their targets, engineering opportunities to strike from the shadows or when the bullets fly, unleashing an arsenal of weapons, gadgets, and anything else that may come to hand. Whether executing a silent hit or creating mayhem, players have no end of inventive ways to approach their targets, with opportunities to beat their high scores and meet each mission's multiple challenges, end quote. So like I said, the game is coming out, and it'll also be out on iOS and Android, so it'll be on your phones. But Farrell also said that there's some details for the Switch versions that will be coming out later this year. So we'll see what happens. Now we go to a mistake. Blizzard made a whoopsie. Yes, they did, according to Wildhead.com, because in the newly released remake, Mr. Pandaria Classic, two of the Shaws kind of got out early. The Shaw of Anger and Galleon came out a little bit early, by about a week, and Blizzard had to go back in to the game just to fix that problem. But that's not the only thing that they did, because even they did say that, quote, the Shaw of Anger and Galleon will begin spawning 1 week after the release of Heart of Fear, end quote. That's all in the blue post that they did. But they have a lot more things. Changes to the different characters, the challenge modes, the Celestial Dungeons, Raid Finder, and Reputations. Where they did speed up the reputation gains, and the daily quest will still be the primary source of reputation for the first few weeks, but that'll be that, and that'll be that for that. It's a long blue post and we don't have time to get through it. But Microsoft did hit the $4 trillion milestone, according to GameSpot.com, which makes it now the number two most valuable company on the planet. NVIDIA is the only one that's ahead of them. Keep in mind that Microsoft did lay off about 9,000 people, which includes some cuts there at Xbox. And there are some other numbers that kind of float around too, such as the revenue that Microsoft did bring in at $76.4 billion for the quarter that ended on June 30th. A part of that profit was $27.2 billion. And according to Pure Xbox, the annual revenue hit about $5 billion for the first time. In fact, Tweaktown did talk about that and said, quote, When it comes to gaming, we have 500 million monthly active users across platforms and devices. We are now the top publisher in both Xbox and PlayStation this quarter with successful launches of Forza Horizon 5 and Oblivion Remastered. The Call of Duty franchise has never been stronger. Over 50 million people have played Black Ops 6. Total hours surpassed 2 billion. Minecraft saw a record of monthly active usage and revenue this quarter thanks in large part to the success of Minecraft Movie. We have nearly 40 games in development, so much, much more to come. We have surpassed over 500 million hours of gaming streamed via the cloud this year, and Game Pass annual revenue was nearly $5 billion for the first time, end quote. But going back to GameSpot, Microsoft is planning to invest even more in AI and technology than before, which means the investment is increasing from $80 billion to $120 billion. And that's what Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella did say on the earnings call. So they made some more money, lots more money. We're going to go to the esports corner now, because Esports Insider did say that the esports live streaming did surge in the latest Stream Hatchet report. Once again, we're talking about quarterlies here. So this is quarter two for this year, and there was a 6% esports viewership increase across a lot of the platforms, which would include both Twitch and YouTube, maybe Kick as well, and some other services. And while the viewership did go up, there were 37% fewer tournaments in esports that were recorded at 729 million hours that were watched, compared to 687 million in quarter two, 2024. Now, the ones that lead the way are reportedly Blast.tv, Austin Major, LCK Rounds 1 and 2, and MPL Indonesia Season 15. Those are the leads. Co-streaming may be another driver for the esports viewership as well, though no numbers were provided to show any of that. But once again, we shall see what happens. But we're going to leave you today, since it's Nintendo. How about a new controller? TheVerge.com did say that GuliKit now has a brand new controller, and it is the GuliKit Elbs 2. So if you want a big controller for your Switch 2, it's only $30. Budget friendly, but it's also compatible with Windows, Android, and iOS devices. So if you like that type of controller, and you don't have a Switch 2, you can still get it. Yes, you can. Good price. Very good. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for a Finally Friday. Until then, go play some video games, people.